Welcome to the Finance Fam Show. This is where we cover finances, faith, family, and freedom. Whether you're in debt or a seasoned investor, this show is going to help you beat the rat race, build wealth, get out of debt, invest, and live with purpose to gain freedom and impact the kingdom, however the Lord calls you as a believer. Andrew and I are two dudes that love Jesus. We love our families. We love freedom. We love personal finance. And we want to help you unleash all the potential that God has in store for you. So we're not finance experts. This isn't financial advice, but we're so glad you're here. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
And welcome everyone to this episode of Finance Fam. I'm Andrew. This is Isaiah. I kind of threw you off there.
You're good.
I said this is Isaiah. I was actually listening to this podcast. Shout out to Locked On Bulldogs, where instead of doing that like back and forth thing, they go, "I'm Andrew. This is Isaiah," or like whoever their co-host.
Nice, nice.
Is.
I like.
Anyway, we're trying a new
thing.
Smooth. Didn't tell them. So how have you been, Isaiah? Give me three feeling words, right?
Oh, Wellspring, huh?
Give me three feeling words for where you are right now. You don't have to if you don't want to.
Grateful.
Amen.
Disappointed.
Mm.
That's all I got right now. In pain. I got some health stuff happening.
Oh, no.
Anyways, how about you?
Yeah. Yeah, good. It's been a good week. Super excited to get behind the microphone. It's been a minute. I mean, we're not going to bore our listeners with the details of all the different
the
things
last,
that happened.
Couple weeks.
So I have to tell myself, last week, Isaiah sets up this beautiful two-camera setup and like all the sound equipment, everything. I'm sitting here. You know, I'm not doing nothing. I'm prepping episodes. Let's give myself a little bit of credit here. And we sit down to do this podcast, and I get the coughing fit of the century. I mean, I couldn't breathe. It was coughing. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't have COVID, and I knew it was just like, I don't know, mucus or whatever. But man, this guy set up for 40 minutes, 5 minutes into the episode, and we had to stop. And that was tough.
I'm so sorry, man.
If anything finishes the podcast, if we can make it through a coughing fit after 40 minutes of setup, man.
Well, you got your water and you got
that's
your cough
right.
drop right
I've
here.
I've got a cough drop. I've got my
that's what you know it's happening.
Room temp water. You know, we even have a strategy now. A 5 minute. What was it? We're gonna take five. If we gotta take five, we can take five.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today, Isaiah?
Today we are getting to taxes,
yeah.
Which we got tax season upon us, or when this airs, it might be here. So
that's right.
Oh, taxes! I love them. I hate them. Actually, I don't love them. Freaking hate them.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a reason they say there's nothing more sure than death and taxes.
It's just
a reality. You know, Uncle Sam. He's going to get what he's going to get from you.
You got to eat, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So good. So today we're going to give kind of an introduction to taxes. You know, I certainly, you know, on this episode, we don't pretend to be financial experts. We're fans. We're learning along with you guys. And
that's
so,
right.
You know, if you're listening and you're not a financial expert, we're not either. So this is great.
Right.
Let's learn about taxes together. And so for the purposes of this tax introduction, you know, we're not giving into the, you know, mile high everything. It's sort of just some simple rules of thumb that you can use.
Things that no one told me growing up that I wish someone had told me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And so we'll just hit those today. And So the first point that I put is do not withhold taxes from your paycheck. Now, this is an opinion that I have. And the philosophy behind it is it's basically when you withhold money from your and there's situations where you have to if you have a small business or whatever. But if you're a W-2 employee, do not withhold taxes on your paycheck. Why, Isaiah?
Yeah, we'll get into the reason why. Like, basically, when you're withholding, most people in America, they get a tax refund every year, right? And everybody gets happy, and it's this cool thing where you're like, oh, I get money back. Awesome. Whatever. The reality is you loan that money to Uncle Sam for free for an entire year, interest-free.
Exactly.
And they're like, oh, you overpaid, so we're going to give that back to you. And you feel good in the moment, but it's like, for a year, you could have had that money invested.
Yes.
You could have been making it work for you.
So again, I feel like taxes are one of the biggest. We don't have to get into the philosophy of this. I want to go off script here.
Yeah.
But you know, most people don't understand the way taxes work and what our obligation is and what they're actually doing. And there's a psychology element where we're like, we're happy when we get a refund, but it's actually not good. So
yeah,
that's my 30-second spiel.
Yeah. So another common mistake I see people make, you know, so there's something you'll see sometimes walking around Walmart, you know, on the side of the road. There's something called a tax advance. Now, do you know what this is, Isaiah?
Actually,
a tax
advance? I think I do, but I don't know that specific term. I might know underneath a different term.
So it's actually pretty bad. So a tax advance, I don't like the marketing of it. You're the marketing expert here. And so I don't know why it's legal. But a tax advance is actually a loan. And I looked up one of these loans that are being advertised online.
Is it like for your taxes that you need to, that you owe? And
yeah.
Then you
get
a loan to
pay for basically them? The idea is it might be a little bit of a rabbit trail, but a tax advance is like, instead of getting a tax refund now, you can get one, or instead of getting one later, like in a couple months, you get it now. You don't have to wait on the IRS.
What?
And what that is a loan.
That's terrible.
It's horrible. It's horrifying, actually.
Wait, you're getting a loan for the money that you already gave that you
yes.
should be getting back, but you're paying interest on
yes.
them?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
It's bad. That's so crazy. So these loans are awful. So anything that sounds like a tax advance, that's a mistake people make as well. Again, we're just kind of hitting the highlights here. So some key mistakes that people make. One, it's don't give Uncle Sam a one-year interest-free loan. And two, watch out for these tax advances. And so, Isaiah, what is an alternative to giving Uncle Sam an interest-free loan all year? Withholding taxes. So instead of, we're telling people, hey, do not withhold your taxes on your paycheck if you're a W-2 employee. What is an alternative? What is a better way?
Yeah, the first alternative is if you're already overpaying, you get a refund every year, is decreasing your withholdings. So if you have a dependent or a kid, which I don't know who on the show might have that, but you can decrease it first. And that's the first step is you're still putting some aside and is being withheld for taxes, but not as much because most people are saving way too much, withholding too much for taxes.
Yeah.
The second thing is you could have no withholdings, but then you're responsible for putting that aside. And a great way to do that would be to put it into probably a money market account or something that's growing with interest. Don't invest that probably because you're going to have to cough that back up, you know, in the next year. But those are the two quick things you do tomorrow.
Yeah. And as you build wealth, you'll notice that you'll move from, you know, low taxes, tax refunds into something called a tax liability. And so that's something when we get more advanced into taxes later on, we'll talk about tax liability and ways you can decrease your taxes and all that stuff. But again, these are just some common everyday mistakes. You know, I've made that mistake and we'll talk a little bit more about it later of how much I overpaid in taxes one year and how it came back to bite me. But that's for our third segment listeners.
Okay. I'm excited for that story.
So the second thing we want to talk about is get an expert on your side.
Yeah.
And so, Isaiah, what do you do? Do you file your own taxes? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. We've not had a conversation. Or do you have an expert on your side?
So I'm going to make this longer than it needs to be because I can. It's my show.
It is your show.
50%. I have grown up, maybe because of my father, I've grown up that you do everything yourself and no one does it better than you. You should DIY. Mm-hmm. And that is a lie from the pit of hell. You should get help. You should get people who are experts. In fact, there's this idea that you should buy information and save yourself time and heartache and not have to figure out these things that people have spent years learning. So to your original question, I used to do my taxes by myself until about 2 years ago. We have hired a couple accountants and then kind of stumbled upon one that we really like just because our tax situation continues to get more complex with real estate and side businesses and W-2 and the church and so many things, but it's been great. They are helpful at helping me understand, here's all the real estate expenses you should be considering. Here's, you're withholding too much here, or you're not holding enough here, and so you're having, you know, you're overpaying here and stuff. So pay someone who's an expert.
Yes.
It doesn't even matter if it's, I think we pay her somewhere $750 maybe every year, maybe less. And that sounds like a lot, but it's like the amount of savings, the amount
oh,
of
yeah.
just the amount of advice you get from a person like that is so worth the expense. And I think that's also tax deductible. So if you're already paying taxes, you can deduct that.
Yeah. There's something to be said about getting an expert on your side. You know, there's things you want to have someone that you trust on your side. In our life insurance episode, we talked about, hey, if you're going to know a salesman, know your life insurance salesman. You don't have to be buddy-buddy with them. I said that in the show. You don't have to be their best friend, but make sure that they'll contact you if something is wrong with your policy or whatever. It's also very, very important with taxes. It's good if you're going to pinch something. You don't want to pinch taxes. You don't want to skimp on taxes. That is something where if you pay for an expert and get an expert on your side, you will get that money back and more. Maybe not even so much in a tax refund, but in knowledge. And knowledge is power. Knowledge, especially when it comes to the tax code, that's something you'll get with an accountant, and you can ask those questions, right? Like, how much did you learn just asking questions? What can I do here? What do I need to do better? And really, taxes, it's a way to yearly improve on the systems that you've had previously. So. Yeah.
And just, this is a bonus little thing here. I think a lot of people get mad at businesses or individuals who quote unquote skirt taxes and have these tax loopholes. It's a game. Talk to somebody. You can play the game. It's completely legal. It's not the shady thing. It's like, no, it's the tax code.
Yeah.
Get an expert and play the game. So
let's go. Good word there, sir. And so the last point I made, and you're gonna laugh at this point, Isaiah. I used a word here that Google didn't recognize.
Oh,
this Google Doc.
Nice.
So the third point. So our first point was, avoid common mistakes like withholding your taxes on your paycheck and watch out for tax advances. Two, get an expert on your side. And three, keep those receipts. Can I say that real loud? Keep them. Keep them. When you pay for something for your business, when you pay for something in any realm that, you know, you can get a tax refund or a tax deduction, make sure to keep those receipts. Don't just assume, because it is your responsibility in the event of an audit to actually supply that receipt. And so I've got a horror story. I don't know if you've ever been audited.
I have not. Have you?
I don't know what I should say on air about audits. The IRS is terrifying.
Yeah.
There is this meme I saw where, it was actually from a cartoon with the Joker. And the Joker, you know, he's a DC villain and he does all these like shady things. I mean, he's a murderer. He's all this stuff. He's like, oh, and like, I think his assistant is like, you owe this money for the IRS. He's like, oh. Nothing terrifies the Joker but the IRS. And he literally is like, I am not afraid of Batman. I'm not afraid of Superman, but the IRS, they are terrifying. And so I'm a little bit scared to tell this story, but I'll tell this story.
Please.
So we got a 1099, which is I don't want to explain what a 1099 is, but for $1,000. Okay. And there was a mistake somehow or some way. We submitted this 1099, again, with our tax preparer. This is why it's really good to have, someone on your side that's really, really good. So the mistake was made on the IRS side. So the IRS said, you only reported $1,000, but it was actually $10,000. And so we didn't make that mistake. We turned in the right information. Someone on the IRS side of things accidentally put another zero. $10,000. Wow. And so I don't know if it was called an audit, but we were like looked at. Like
flagged for a second.
We were flagged. We couldn't get our tax refund. It was a lot of money, like a lot of money. I'm not going to give the amount that we were getting back that we had loaned the government that year, but we weren't getting it back. And thankfully, I mean, my wife, I got to give a shout out and a slow clap to her. The amount of receipts that Joy pulled out of her little file was unbelievable. And she had it all down. She had the 1099. She had the W-2. She had every bit of information that we need. And that's how we're able to weather the storm. If it was up to me and the IRS made a mistake, I don't know what I would have done. Yeah. I would have had to just pay the money, right? Or whatever they asked of me. Well, go to jail. So thank you, Joy, for keeping me out of jail.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Exactly. So, yeah, do you have anything to add to that as far as keeping receipts? That's the reason I say keep receipts, in case it is possible for the IRS to make a mistake and you are the one in that event that has to prove that they are wrong and not you.
Yeah, I'll add this. It's similar to keeping receipts, is just have a system if you can. The bin full of receipts is great, but even nowadays there's tons of software. I think QuickBooks has it. You can upload receipts. You can even have a Google Drive folder and you're taking pictures of stuff and you're adding it there. A lot of merchants online will let you pull digital things. So whenever I buy something for a business, I have like a little just digital folder that I'm making note of that, or whenever I make some money on the side that I need to keep track of. I just have a little folder. I have a whole system that's for business. Yeah. That's helped me feel like secure and feel like I know where to pull stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Finance Fam. We talked about common mistakes, including withholding taxes from your paycheck, and watching out for tax advances. Two, get an expert on your side. And three, keep receipts. And so that's what we want to tell you guys today. And if you would like help with your taxes, I am not a tax expert, but we can definitely point you to someone who is. Yeah. And so we will leave information in our bio. And you can also contact us through the financial coaching link that we have available. Anything else to add, Isaiah?
Don't give Uncle Sam a free loan.
That's right.
Don't look back.
Pay your taxes. And remember, don't look back.
Look ahead. I thought you were already done. I was confused.